You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Just a friendly reminder, you can join 106.7 The Fan at Tyson's Beer Garden this Sunday from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. for the Junks pregame show. Relax on one of Tyson's Beer Garden's three floors. Try their signature wings. I have, and they're very good. And catch all the action on their 17 TVs. Details at thefandc.com/events. We'll be there starting at 11. Hope to see you there as well.
All right, let's rip through these phone calls. Open Line Thursday presented by Window Nation. Your search for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time, installed by experts. The last Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. Who's up?
All right, let's go to Eric in Alexandria. Hey, Eric, what's up, man? You're all in the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, guys. Top of the day to you. I got the one question for you, and this one is kind of interesting because the Redskins are losing, and it's really no fault to Kurt. But, you know, Kurt's coming up on probably another franchise tag. Would you tag him again, or would you spend that money on offense or defensive line? That's my question, Ron.
I mean, haven't you heard people talk about this enough? Aren't you sick of hearing it, Eric? People have been talking about this for years now.
I don't think you can franchise tag.
I
guess
know,
you can franchise
tag
him one more time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they can franchise him
I think
him
they're
going
to tag him, and I would tag him. Although I was thinking about this. If you end up missing the playoffs, and you actually had to break down the losses, and you just go head-to-head, they've lost to the Eagles twice, right? Mm-hmm. Carson Wentz outplayed him in both of those games. He lost to the Chiefs. Alex Smith outplayed him. He lost this past week, and Case Keenum did outplay him. He's been outplayed in the losses.
Yeah, so is the defense. I think...
well, it's part of it.
Exactly. I think I absolutely would tag him. I think he's had a good year, not an amazing year. I think overall, the offense hasn't been the problem with this team. It's been the defense. So
what I missed. The Dallas game, Dak Prescott, I don't know if he outplayed him.
I think especially if they miss the playoffs, which most likely they will, I think they're just going to balk at paying him $35 million somewhere in that neighborhood for one more year when they know they're not going to have him the following year.
And go with the Case Keenum
type.
They
but press they don't the reset know that. Button. They don't know that, but I think they press the reset
assumption.
Button. Yeah, it's my opinion. Is that
No, it's not your opinion. I mean, it might be your opinion, but you're assuming as part of your premise that they know he's gone. If that was the case, that would be a different scenario.
So you think that the Redskins would sign him to a one-year deal and then he's going to somehow magically agree to a long-term contract, something he hasn't been able to do for the last 3 years?
Yeah, I think eventually they'll have to figure something.
Why?
Because they don't want to be in that quarterback hell. But okay, we obviously differ. You're just assuming that they can't come to terms on a long-term deal.
Well, I'm just going with history. They haven't been able to do it for
right,
three
because
off-seasons.
He had tremendous amount of leverage to keep pushing and pushing and pushing, and it might reach a point now where the money is so outrageous, too, where enough might be enough. So we'll see.
We just differ.
We'll see, yeah. I'm just not assuming. You're assuming, no matter what, best-case scenario for the Redskins is here 1 year. I'm not assuming that.
Yes, that's my assumption.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Ryan again. And I always think that you can work around the cap. You can readjust deals. And a lot of people disagree with me. I happen to think that that is true, though. Let's go to Ryan, Gainesville. Ryan, what's up?
Hey, Jones, how's it going?
Hey, Ryan.
I just had a thought when you guys were ripping on AWOD last segment. I think he ought to go on Dukes for a segment and just have Chad use him as a punching bag for once. I mean, that'd be pretty funny, wouldn't you think?
Well, I mean, you know, it has to happen. We don't do things like that sort of just, on purpose. It's a sort of fake
radio. You want it to
radio.
Be organic.
Yeah, it's got to be organic. It's got to happen.
He beats up on Jared and Brock
yes.
and Landfill. He's got three targets right there.
You don't want fake anger.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it'll happen at some point. I'm sure.
Yeah,
Adam
especially when I send Chad the audio of AWOD saying he gets more downloads than his wrestling show.
Right. Oh, then it won't be fake. Yeah. It'll be real, genuine Duke's anger.
800-636-1067. It's Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. Let's go to Eric. Eric, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's up, Junks?
Hey,
I just had a. Hey, man. How y'all doing today?
Good.
Good.
Just had a quick question for you guys. Like, I just want to know how the Redskins wide receivers are going to fare up against the Saints DBs. I really don't have an idea of the Saints. I haven't watched them all year. I know they're 6-2, and I know they got Drew Brees. So,
well, I would assume that Josh Doctson is going to draw coverage from Marshon Lattimore, the rookie, who's been a just revelation for them on defense. I mean, he's a stud. and Terrell Pryor won't be involved because he's never involved, I would expect a lot of Chris Thompson and Vernon Davis. I mean, that's just what you're seeing out of this offense. I wouldn't expect a lot out of Doxson this upcoming weekend.
And if you look at Crowder's production, it's definitely upticked the last few weeks.
Which is good. The Redskins need that.
Especially with Terrell Pryor not doing anything. Outside receivers.
In terms of a pass defense, they're in the top 10. They're seventh against the pass. They give up about 201 yards per game. But I'm not really.
I'll take the over.
I'm not really afraid of any sort of secondary shutting us down because I think we've proven, generally speaking, we can move the football. And that, you know, Jay will find ways. If it's not the outside receivers, it'll be some of the inside guys, or it'll be the tight ends, or it'll be screen passes to Chris Thompson. So I'm not really worried about that. They are a good defense, though, if you look at it by the numbers. They only give up 18 points a game.
I think it's another big VD day. I think he just, you know, has 7 or 8 catches in this game.
Yeah.
This is what he does when Jordan Reed's not on the field. Takes over.
I truly believe the Redskins will score points. I just don't know that we'll be able to match them drive for drive. That's the problem. Defensively, I don't believe we'll be able to make enough stops. I mean, the Saints, this is a whole totally different team. They rushed for 290-some yards last week.
I think by the middle of the third quarter, you're going to see the Redskins defense really fatigued, and that's when Kamara, you know, breaks one of those screen passes for 50 or 60 yards and just takes it to the house.
Think about what the Cowboys did just with Zeke. Now they have two guys that can do that to us.
They ran at will against the Redskins in that game.
Right. Let's go to Darnell, Hampton Roads. Darnell, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing
this
morning?
Hey, Darnell.
Good morning, Darnell.
What's up, man?
All right. I just want somebody to explain to me why the Redskins get rid of Mack Brown. And they've been injury prone between P. Ron and
I don't think they wanted to.
And,
I think it was
Rob
a situation. Right, I hear you. I liked Mack Brown. I was a fan of his. First of all, Jay said this. I don't think originally they planned to keep him around, but they liked him so much that they found a way to kind of stash him. The problem is they had so many injuries up front that they had to bring in so many guys that somebody had to go.
Yeah, they brought in Catalina, who's gone. Brought in Quanjo, who I don't think was dressed last time. Well, they had to get rid of somebody. They had to make some room.
I don't think they wanted to.
But I get that.
They don't like him as much as the other guys. That's the big thing. Even though
I just heard Jay Gruden said on his one of his press conference that they're looking for a running back, and
he got picked up by
just
the Vikings.
Let go of Mack Brown.
Look, I understand wanting Mack Brown because he's familiar with the system. I get it, but. This is no slight on Mack Brown. There are hundreds of Mack Browns walking around. And they're just darn.
I don't think he was available.
He's not
once
special.
Once he got signed by the Vikings, can they bring him back?
I mean, I don't know.
Well, if he's on the practice squad, you could bring him back. If he's on the roster, you can't.
I think he was on the roster.
Yeah. Yeah.
Byron Marshall equals Mack Brown. They're going to give you the same level of production. They're basically the same guy.
The new guy they brought in?
Yes.
I don't know if that's the case because I haven't seen him.
I would expect him to give you the same sort of production, very little, that Mack Brown would give
him. I actually like Mack Brown. I like him more than you guys do. So, whatever.
Look, I thought Brown showed flashes in the very limited playing time he was given.
Exactly.
But he's
I don't think he's a
special.
Savior, but I thought he was serviceable. Look, they didn't want to move him. They didn't want to let him go, but they had to.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
Listen up, fellas. It's time for you to change the way you experience the game you love. Football Sundays at MGM National Harbor are here, and they're awesome. Grab a craft beer while catching all the action on the 90-plus TVs at Tap Sports Bar. And while you're sipping on your delicious craft beer from Tap, pick the winner of each game with the season. Get your share of $25,000 in free play every week. And best part is, it's free to play. Learn more at MGMNationalHarbor.com. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.